My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am The Flash.
What's up? It is a mid-season finale. It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking The Flash. I'm finally caught up. Yes, I had to record three recaps of The Flash, but I'm finally back. And I think I'm sticking with it. Hopefully my son sees the same vision as I do. I'm going to be talking about the mid-season finale, The Present, that aired Tuesday night, December 6th, on the CW. A lot of stuff happened this episode, man. You know, I got to see Earth 3 Flash, and I call him Flash, Dad Flash is what I call him. And I really like him. Jay, I think, is that his name? In this, I'm a big fan of him, so I hope we get to see more of him. So I'm glad we got to see him in this episode. Bombs were dropped. If you're not into spoilers, people, I'm hoping you get out of it now. I'll give you a second. All right. Big bomb dropped. Julian is alchemy, which we found out, which we kind of had an idea, right? Didn't we? He was evil in Harry Potter. You just knew he was going to be evil. And even at the end of this episode, I'm still a little, I hope he's seen his ways, but, I wasn't surprised. Big fan of the fight of Savitar and Jay, aka Dad Flash. That was pretty badass, right? I loved two episodes ago when the Flash is fighting Savitar. This one here, just as badass. Savitar is just Megatron on speed is what I call him. Man, he does not play, which I have an idea. I think I know who Savitar is, and some of y'all are probably like, come on, stupid, we already know. Also, I don't read the comics, I don't read blogs for spoilers, I just go with it, unless I see something on my timeline, and I'm like, ugh. But I don't know anything. I think it's What's-His-Face from The Vampire Diaries, the dude that got his ass killed, or supposedly killed, in the cell. He was the Flash, the evil Flash that killed whatchamacallit, Wally, back in the other world of, yeah, I know, it sounds confusing, but you know what I'm talking about. That's who I think it is. I could be wrong, though, but I think that's who I think it is. What else happened in this badass fight? I was not a fan, even right now watching this Flash for the second time. I was very surprised that Barry took off his mask to show Julian that he was the Flash, a.k.a. Barry, a.k.a. the Flash. And I get it. You got to get the guy's trust, and he's probably the closest thing. But that was a big gamble there. So I don't know what to think, because I just every time I look at him, I'm thinking Harry Potter. I'm like, you can't trust this guy at all. But yeah, I wasn't a big fan of that, but it had to be done, right? I guess. Let's see what else. When Cisco opens the box and Savitar comes out and almost kills freaking Wally in the Flash, that was pretty badass. Hopefully that scene there will get Cisco more out of that funk towards Barry, I'm hoping, because I cannot stand seeing Cisco like this. Let's see what else. Savitar pretty much drops on some destiny on some people. One's going to betray, one's going to fall. Who's going to betray? That's what I want to know. What do y'all think? I was trying to figure it out while I was watching. I was like looking at it, and I was like, I think it might be, and I couldn't now. We kind of already know Wally kind of died in the past different world, this kid Flash, when he was going against this other guy. And then we see at this episode what happens, holy crap balls, to Iris, what, 5 months later, as they threw the little thing, the little cube into the Speed Force world, right? He watches himself running to Iris, who Savitar kills. So Savitar kills Iris. Which I don't want Iris to die because she's really hot. And I like her. Even though she can be a little bossy at times, she looks great in red and in blue and in black. And just, she looks great all the time. But I'm a little worried. I'm not going to lie. Am I the only one worried? I don't know, man. I'm just, take Wally if you have to. Take somebody else. Take HR. I don't care. Take Caitlin. Don't take Iris. But yeah, that whole thing there, when I watched it the first time, I was like, what the? Because you never know what's going on with Flash, right? Because, like, he'll go into a little time warp tunnel and he comes out and I'm like, oh shit. And what am I watching now? I just never know. But, yeah. But Earth Dad Flash tells him, like, dude, you need to live your life now and quit worrying about the past, the present, which is true. It's good advice. Jay's always got good advice. I like him. I'm glad we're seeing more of him. I'm hoping we see more of him in the future episodes. Let's see what else I have here. Oh, I have in highlight. Iris looks good and looks great in red. Didn't she at that Christmas party? Holy smokes! I loved her in that outfit. Kid Flash, aka Wally, finally gets his suit. About freaking time. He deserved it. Dude's fast, and he's been helping. He's still a little, you know, he's still a little newbie, but he's helping more than some metahumans when they get their powers. But I was glad to see that he finally got his outfit. And hopefully we'll see in the future episodes him putting it on and fighting crime. Julian shows up at the Christmas party, which I was very surprised. But you know what? I don't know about y'all, but I really think that Caitlin invited him. And Caitlin's going to start messing around with him. But that would be her luck, right? Because she lost the first guy. Then fake Jay. That was a fraud. And then him. Could he cross over to the dark side? I'm telling you, every time I look at him, I think Harry Potter. Snake. Snake. But I'm hoping maybe Caitlin will catch a break and start talking and dating Julian. And maybe that will kind of... Because now Julian knows the secret, so he's got to be involved in more of the team, right? That makes sense. And let's see what else. And then finally at the end of this episode, Barry gets an apartment for Iris. About freaking time. Which she looked hot when her jacket fell and she was showing her red dress again. Yeah, she's just, yeah. Barry's a lucky bastard. But yeah, this was the mid-season finale and then it ends right there. And I'm very surprised and I'm glad it ended in a happy moment. Because normally it's like a cliffhanger, right? Like you're like, oh, someone just came out of Time Warp 3 of Earth 17 and pulled them, you know? So it was good. It was good to see a happy Christmas ending, which, you know, I don't trust these writers because then all of a sudden we're going to see the next episode, someone's going to die, right? Isn't that how it usually is? Put your guard down and then bam. So that was my my thoughts on The Flash, the present, a mid-season finale. I thought it was a really good mid-season finale. Good stuff. So I'm excited to see what happens and when it returns. I just looked at the Facebook page. I don't know. I can't see it. It doesn't show it. I've seen a bunch of cartoon Flash stuff, but I don't see, like, The Flash Returns. So if anybody knows, please let me know wherever you're listening and just remind me. But I'll keep a lookout as well. But yeah, I think I'm going to continue with the recaps. There was a time on the fence that I was like, I'm going to really try to, you know, my whole thing was I just wasn't going to do them until I get some downtime and then binge watch and get them all out there. But I'm going to try to really hard to watch when it happens and then at least record it that night or the next morning. Hopefully my son will allow me. So if you want to check out some of my other stuff, you can go to my blog, iwatchmike.com. I appreciate everybody that does go there and listens to these rants of mine. If you are on the Good Shows app, it's kind of like old school TV tag and Get Glue. And when I say old school, you can go on there and talk TV and movies. It's pretty badass. I'm Mike the Movie Guy on there if you want to check that out. Let's see what else. Twitter, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy. And Snapchat, Mike the Movie Guy, because someone had the Movie Guy. So it's THA Movie Guy, Mike the Movie Guy on Snapchat. And Facebook is I Watch Mike. So that's pretty much it, people. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. Stay warm out there because it's hella cool over here in H-Town. And I'll be back with more Flash recaps whenever they return. Now I'm about to jump on some Arrow Flash, crossover Flash. Yeah, you get what I'm talking about. All right, I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am The Flash.